certainly glad to be here this afternoon. I'm not used to a microphone. I told Samantha to give me a sign if I'm too loud. That kind of startled me when I heard the microphone. Number 89 will be our song of invitation. You know, I've heard it said before. I've said it a bunch myself. If there's something wrong, make it right now. Don't wait. Don't wait till we lead that song. Come to the front now. If you think something's out of order or something we need to work on, if you feel you need the prayers of the church, do it. What else matters? Nothing. Nothing else matters. I'm certainly glad to be here tonight. Thank you for the invitation to be here. I'd like to talk tonight. I'd like to start in James, the first chapter and verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Count it all joy. Didn't say be upset. Been out of shape. Said count it all joy. And that's hard to count it all joy when it first happens. Count it all joy. Why? The trying of our faith. The trying of our faith worth the patience. Having to use your faith, believing when it seems tough or hard, things don't go right, we grow. We're going to move forward at that point. When our faith is tired, we'll learn, we'll understand, and most importantly, we shall grow. We'll grow. And that's what it's about. It's about growing. It's about moving forward in our Christian life. How are we going to move forward? I had a lesson several months ago now about growing, about moving forward. How do we do those things? Where are we at? Where were we at 6 months ago, a year ago, 10 years ago? Do we see growth in our life? It's very important. You've heard that saying before, that a Christian life is like riding a bicycle. You gotta be moving. You slow down too far. You gotta put your foot down. You gotta stop. You gotta be moving to stay on that bicycle. In verse 12, James 1 and verse 12, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which is the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, nor be tempted with any man. But let every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And the lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. When sin is finished, it bringeth forth death. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, he shall receive the crown of life. Endure. What does that mean? To suffer patiently, to remain in existence. To remain in existence, to receive the crown of life. The crown of life, to beat the temptation. How are we going to beat it? What's our good starting point to beat that temptation? I like to say it's a positive mental attitude. To beat the temptation, a great starting point is a positive mental attitude. We've got to be prepared when things go wrong. We've got to be prepared. We know it's going to happen. We've got to be prepared. If we stay positive, we can handle the things that are thrown our way. But we have to stay positive. Verse 19 of the same chapter, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Sometimes, always the case, isn't it? Swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Well, it sure is easy. Just to fly off the tongue. I'm sorry, I keep tapping that too. I hear that. I'm trying my best to stop doing that. I won't do it. We have to stay positive. We can handle the things that are come our way, that are thrown our way. If we have, it's like that. What we see happen in our life. Okay? if we have a meltdown, it's like flying a plane into the ground. You ever thought about it like that? You have a meltdown and something happens, you just lose it. Have you seen these people where one thing happens and it's not my day? Might as well just go on home. He's off and there ain't no coming back from this. Heard people say that? Having that meltdown. Are we the people that have that meltdown? We've got to be able to stand on our own 2 feet. Take a step back. Look at the situation. Whatever it might be. Keep a positive mental attitude. Let's look at some examples of sports. The kid that slings the bat after a strikeout. The bad attitude kid that you have to bench because it spreads like a wildfire on the team. The guy with the backlash is on the first cast of the day and says it's over. They ain't going to buy it anyway. How about this one? The kid that loses his cool, fights during the football game and then gets kicked out. Those examples are of myself. Not very proud looking back at some of those moments, is it? With a positive mental attitude there. Wouldn't show in the Christian faith when you sling that bat when you got mad. Or fighting during a football game that nobody else even remembers. Y'all certainly don't. I just remember the fight. Didn't amount to a whole lot, did it? But the attitude that I carry, we have got to stay positive as Christians, as spouses, as parents. How can we do that? We can find a way. If we don't know a way, we can find a way. We can encourage, pray for our children, our spouses, our parents, grandparents, brothers, neighbors, whatever it is. We can stay. We can be that positive person. We can be the positive person. A positive attitude can change the world. If Junior sees me melt down, have a fit, throw the wrenches across the garage, then it's okay for him to do it. Guess what? I've created a whole other generation of bad attitudes. What a wrong thing. You ever did it like that? I heard a lesson by Mr. Bill Prince, Junior. I have to say Junior down here. It's one generation to mess everything up. Ever heard it taught like that? One generation. Let's make sure we got the positive mental attitude. Let's make sure that we're studying. Make sure that we're laying that foundation so they can see the examples set before. How we act. How we react. How we hold our tongue. We can do it. Let's talk about some positive thinking. In Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Positive. Philippians 4 and verse 6. Be careful for nothing. It's one of my favorite verses, by the way. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I always like to add verse 8 to it. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Be careful for nothing. Everything by prayer and supplication. And the peace of God. It's nice having that peace in it. Knowing we're striving to do our very best. Each and every day that we're waking up, we're trying to move forward. We're trying to make it. And I always contradict myself right after I say that. Trying to make it, because I heard that as a kid growing up. I hope we make it. I hope we make it. Why are we hoping? No hope to it. The mirror should tell us if we're going to make it. when I look in that mirror every day, I can't deny that. I can't deny what Joseph has done. I can't deny what Joseph has said. I can't deny Joseph's study. And I can't deny Joseph's preparing for another lesson. We can do it. It's up to us. We got to make that decision when our feet hit the floor every morning. Every day, we'll make that decision to live for Christ. The peace of God. Romans 12 and 2. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Positive thinking. Positive thinking. Proverbs 17 and 22. A joyful heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drive the bones. A broken spirit drive the bones. Excuse me. Positive. I have a quote that I wrote down that I've seen, and I really liked it. So I wrote it down, and it really hit home. Every year I try to choose a word to help me have a specific focus. This year my word is joy. As I get older, it seems the time is going faster and faster. We get so busy doing life, and all of a sudden we look up and wonder where time goes. I've been blessed to have many mountaintop experiences in this life, and each year we strive to reach another. But what I have learned is that we are not made for the mountaintops. We are made for the climb, the journey, the grind, the relationships along the way, the struggles. Life is about having joy in the journey. Finally, finding joy and purpose in our day-to-day activities is what it's all about. Just have joy in the moment. Joy comes from within. It comes from having the Holy Spirit inside of you. We can have joy by focusing on Jesus, others, and you. This is the perspective that God wants us to have daily. Quit wondering about someday and find the joy in the journey today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. God bless. Dabo Swinney. I read that 2 weeks after I beat Alabama last championship game. I thought that's the day. Wow. That's what he's celebrating right there. It's pretty neat. He had that platform. He used that platform. Let's put joy. Jesus, others, you. Let's be positive. Let's don't be the one that we show up as. Be the person that say you're always smiling. Why would we not be the happiest people on the planet? Why would we not be the happiest people on the planet? Attitude makes the difference. A positive attitude is much more than changing your day. It's being a better husband, a better son, a better brother, better father, better spouse, better uncle, better friend, better church member, better speaker. I think I can keep going. With a positive attitude. Attitude. How you see me, that first impression. That's what matters. You ever judge someone off the first impression? Probably. Oh, I have. Was I wrong? Absolutely. But guess what? People still judge me by just like they are all of you when you go out in the world. As soon as they see how you act, how you react, what you'll stay with, what you won't be around, what you won't tolerate. You can't tolerate. It's increasing in charity. It's loving those people when it seems hard to be around them. It's doing the right thing when you feel that you've been wrong. Positive mental attitude. Positive mental attitude. Example of a positive mental attitude. Pep talk to the kid that's struggling. The confidence builder to the player that went 0-3 at the last game. Telling that guy to put your lure back in the water because the fish don't live on the land. encourage someone? Do we crack under the pressure? Do we have that foundation? Are we building that foundation? We have to start with a positive mental attitude. We got to be positive. Think about the things that you enjoy. The things that we... I say this all the time. You're going somewhere, you're going to work in the morning. Man, that clock goes off, and you got to get up early. This drag. But if we got plans to put the boat in at 5:30, well, I don't have to have any water. Why is that? I love it. I enjoy it. It makes it a lot of fun. How do we feel about Jesus? How is it about church? Well, we live pretty close now. So, you know, 2 minutes away. 2 minutes away. We went over to 70, what we call 78 Fairview up there. We were 25 minutes ahead of everybody. Never beat us to church. We live 10 minutes up the road now. And I'm getting there. Why is that? Do I love it? What's that? I strive. I'll get up early. I'll make preparations. We prepare for everything in this life. We prepare for the journey down here this afternoon. We came early enough to stop and get supper. Made sure we had plenty of time. We prepared. My mother's car was full of gas. Are you hearing me? Are we preparing our mind? Are we preparing to meet our Lord? Are we keeping a positive mental attitude about that when you get bad news? We've got to be positive. We're looking to the end. We're not looking right here. We're looking for the joys that are going to be set before us. It's something we can't even imagine. It's something we have no idea. Can't wait. Jesus had the best PMA. He had the best positive mental attitude. The way he treated people, the sinners, the way he talked to parables. He was arrested. Peter drew his sword and smote the high priest's servant and cut off his ear in John 18:10. Jesus said, "Put up thy sword, the cup which my Father giveth, shall I not drink it?" It's pretty tough. Get that picture? They're trying to arrest him. He knows he's going to be crucified. He knows what he's there for. Are those apostles ready to fight their way out of there? What's he saying? The cup that my Father gave me, shall I drink? What an attitude. Knowing the pain he's going to have to bear. Knowing the shame that he was going to have to bear. Pete Spacer said, "I'm ready. I'm ready now. I'm ready." Jesus stayed positive. He foretold Peter denying him 3 times. He said, "The last supper that the hand of him which betrayeth me is with me on the table." Luke 22 and 21. Was going to happen. Luke 22 and 42. "Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will. You know, seeing what he's going through, how he talked, the parables that we have to study, understand and grow by. How do we not do it? How do we not want to fill our life up with Jesus? How do we not want to say, "I want more"? How do we not want to say, "I can do more"? How do we not want to say that? It depends on what we want. It's about being satisfied. Are we satisfied? It's one thing my daddy taught me.
anything.
Whatever it is, you can apply it to, it was applied to sports growing up. Went to practice. Practice makes perfect. Practice makes perfect. You hear that forever. Little league baseball and stuff like that. I'm sure it's the same in other sports. When you get satisfied, you don't grow. Right? You get satisfied in the Lord. Are we satisfied when we just show up at church 10:30 Sunday morning? Hear a lesson talk, go back home, show back up that afternoon, don't pick it up, don't talk about it, don't touch it until Wednesday is 7 or 6 at our hour. You see that? We're satisfied. I've been in that rut. Where so I made the motion happen. I went there and I came back, the motion happened. I was seen, I was in my seat. We'll strive to do more. We'll strive to lead that song that I know good and well I can't lead anyway. But I'll try it. I'll have a lesson. I'll study a little bit harder. I'll have a lesson. Yeah. I've caught myself getting slack on that too. Maybe they hadn't heard this one in a while. Never said that on a lesson. That hits me right in the face, God, when I see some people smiling. That's directed right at me. Why is that? He's satisfied. Well, he can't be satisfied in anything, especially our Savior. Especially. He can't do it. He cannot be satisfied. He bore that cross. Shame that he had in him. Beatings, every one of those stripes, every one of those lashes that he took, each nail that went in him, that spear in the side, the crown of thorns, all the stuff we've heard and seen and read, he didn't have to be. Jesus was betrayed and arrested. They put a crown of thorns on his head and mocked him. Made him carry the cross he was to be crucified on. They nailed him to that cross and they hung him up there to die. Luke 23:34. And there were two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were coming to the place, which is called Calvary, they were they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And then said Jesus, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Forgive them. Forgive them because they beat me all the way up this road. Put this crown of thorns on my head. I had to carry this cross. I've been mocked the whole time I've been here. I've done no wrong. I'm here for your forgiveness. You're going to kill me. He said, forgive me. If that ain't a positive mental attitude, I don't know what is. Hard on this, at those fingers, wouldn't it?
Do away with all of them.
Man. Forgive them, for they don't know what they do. A positive attitude changed the world. I said earlier, if you noticed, that a positive attitude could change the world. A positive attitude changed the world. It showed the love that he had for us, that Christ died for me and you, so that we could spend eternity with him in heaven. That's a long time. On the way down here, we were talking about that. David mentioned the fact, I don't know too many of y'all personally, but it took me like 10 years to turn 16 years old, like 15. I was the youngest one in my class. And it took forever. the last one driving. And we still talk about that to this day because I hear such a bit of that. I mean, it was just constantly, I'll never get 16. So everybody remembers me having those fits on. Probably 37 inches of height. I got a 10-year-old. Wow. It's an understatement to how fast time is going. It's an understatement. And we see the my grandfather was turned 84, I believe, 85, somewhere. He's quick counting, I'm sure. That's a drop in the bucket to eternity. Eternity. From now on. From now on. Why do we want to go to a place where they don't want us? Go as an intruder. Just be punished. We have to do is become a member of the Lord's church. Live right. I do the very best I can. You know, I wonder if we don't make it, we'll look back and say, you know what? That should have been easy to entertain. We can't earn it. We gotta be living right. We gotta be doing. We gotta be working. Well, they were married. We don't want this happen. We don't want this happen. Because I'll give you another Bill Brent Jr. quote. We're not gonna get lucky. It's still me. It ain't gonna be like high school math finals where I'm in a C. Now I'm getting out of the class. I'm going on. I'm done. We're a senior now. No, it's not gonna work like that. We're not going to get lucky and stumble in. It's not going to happen. If we want something, what do? We go after it. We go after it. Do we feel the same way about our Lord? Do we feel the same way about our Lord? We make plans around watching our college teams. I don't know what college team y'all pull for down here, too. We make plans to watch that you enjoy it. We're all there. It's fun. Harmless fun. Do we plan to work for our Lord? Do we plan? Sure, we plan to go to church on Sunday. Do we plan to be prepared to help somebody out if we can? Do we plan? Do we plan to be there on time? Do we plan to have a lesson like I said earlier? Do we plan to say, hey, when you walk into church and say, hey, so-and-so couldn't make it today. Can you take care of it? Absolutely, I got it. As I said that in my lesson to him, you should be further along enough by now to say, hey, I can take care of it. At a moment's notice. At a moment's notice. Shouldn't start this. Shouldn't back us up on our heels and say, wait a minute. No, we should be able to, yeah, we will have service here today. We have to prepare to meet our Lord. We keep a positive mental attitude, preparing for meeting our Lord. Positive mental attitude. It changes the world, and we can spend eternity preparing for meeting. Eternity. You know, I also said, we've heard it before years and years. I'm bringing up some old lessons, and I apologize. I heard it taught, we just want to get inside that gate. Just get in the gate. I just want to get in the gate. That's enough. No, that's wrong. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. If it were not so, I would have told you. I want to see that place. I want to walk up those steps or up that sidewalk, whatever it is. It's dirty, don't make no difference to me. But I want to see what he has prepared. I don't want to get inside the gate. Who am I to say, no, I'll just stand over here. No. Who am I? I'm going to be there. I'm going to make it. We can all make it together. A positive attitude changes the world. This is my lesson this afternoon. If anyone desires, service of the church. Come forward. You have to hear, repent, confess, and be baptized to become a member of the Lord's church. If you've done these things and fallen away, feel like you've maybe gotten off the wrong exit, so to speak. Maybe some things hadn't went just the way you thought they were going to go. And now it's cause of reproach, or maybe you just need encouragement. Whatever it is, come to the front. Pray for whatever it takes. It's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of growth. It's a sign of moving forward. It's a sign of maturity. Y'all can help me if you pray for me. And always pray for me. Thank you for your attention. If anybody deserves, desires service in the church, please let me know as we stand and sing the song.